Welcome to the Connected Leaders Academy Virtual Conference, designed to reshape your vision of transformation. As we navigate the evolving business landscape, our speakers will unveil innovative strategies to manage and initiate change. Prepare to adapt, innovate, and lead, ensuring your role as a catalyst in this transformative era.
Welcome, everybody. Glad you all were able to attend today. Super excited to be sharing some information with you. Today, we're going to dive right into it. We're going to talk about what outlives you. It's important for us to build what outlives us. And I don't think a lot of people understand really what that's about. So there's a lot of real questions about this. Are you building income? Are you building impact? Are you making noise? Or something that just is swallowing up all your time? What's really going on in your life, and how do we identify that? Most people are busy, but they're not building. And that's super important to think about. A lot of people are busy, but you know, the time that we input, it's all about the value that we bring to the hour, not the hours that we put in. So a lot of people are reacting, a lot of people are surviving, and a lot of people are proving and comparing themselves to other people, not necessarily living for their own self. So understanding that, we have to realize that when we look at a place of where we are, and if we want to make an impact, if we want to build a legacy, we have to create influence. And by creating influence, we have to realize that influence is earned through pain. So wherever that pain is, we have to create that. We have to realize that wherever we are internally is going to show up externally. So I'll take you back to my childhood. Between the ages of, I would say, 9 and, let's say, 12 years old, I realized something in my life. I realized I wasn't getting validation from my father. I realized that my father didn't care what I did because I was never good enough. And I realized that I started chasing something that I wasn't getting, meaning I became a business owner at 17 years old, but from about 12 years old to 17 years old, I had to become influenced by other people because my father wasn't influencing me. So I started chasing that validation. I started chasing words of affirmation. I started chasing the confirmation that I was doing good things in my life because that's something I was missing. So for many years, I had to realize that I had a fear of not showing up, a fear of not being my best. And I went through many different things. So understanding what life brought me to and where it brought me, you know, there was a lot of noise. There was a lot of things going on, but I had to step outside the fear of needing that from somebody who wasn't going to give it to me, to outside of a place where I knew that I had to go out there and become the best person I could, but I had to do it on my own. So there was a lot of pressure internal that didn't show up external. A lot of things that people didn't see, a lot of things that people never knew about me. But pain is neutral. Pain is something that it's either going to break you in your life or it's going to build you in your life. So what I did was I took that pain and I put it on a box and I put it on the shelf behind me and I just kept moving through it. So for many years, I chased what I thought success was. So from the early ages of 17 to 24, I made just under about $4 million. Then I lost everything at 24. So growing up, I looked at wealth as material. I looked at wealth as the stuff that you had, the stuff that, you know, you were able to consume based on what you created. And when I had all that stuff, I realized that I was empty and I wasn't chasing purpose. And it started just compounding through my life. So throughout my life, you know, I did over $1 billion in business over 27 years. And that was all my total gross business that would have done. But what I found was that I was still empty and I kept self-sabotaging myself. I was self-sabotaging relationships. My businesses were hitting ceilings. A lot of things were starting to happen. And I started to see patterns that were happening in my life. And I had to figure out how to fix those patterns. I knew that everything that I had witnessed throughout the last 20 plus years were creating an identity. And it wasn't an identity that I was happy about. I was turning pain into purpose. And a lot of people talk about turning pain into purpose, but if we don't identify the pain and we don't realize what that pain is, then our purpose really is not going to have any meaning. You know, childhood discipline built me to who I was 4 or 5 years ago. Setbacks created, you know, so many things in my life, all the resilience that I was able to have and bring to the marketplace. Lawsuits built leadership in my life, and failure started building the framework. But until I really got the foundation right, until I really got the core right of who I was, what I was doing, and what I was trying to bring to the market, nothing changed. So 4 years ago, almost 5 years ago coming up, this will be the 5th year anniversary, I was facing cardiac arrest. I was on my way to the hospital, and I thought my life was over. And at that point, I wasn't ready to go. At that point, I realized that over the last 20 plus years of my life, 30 years of my life, whatever that time frame looked like, I didn't deliver anything of value. Meaning, if I look at 15 years from today and I'm not here, and I have kids and I have grandkids, what are the conversations that are going to be had? What did I do as a father, as a grandfather, to impact people and change people's lives? Well, I didn't really do much. I built a whole bunch of houses, built a whole bunch of developments. I did a lot of work, but how did I show up? What's going to be talked about in 15 years? We live in a place today where we can create something that's going to live on forever. I mean, we have YouTube, we have social media, we have so many different ways to create an impact, and these things are going to live beyond us, especially if we're talking truth, and especially if we're helping people change lives. That's why I love like my coaching clients that I work with. That's why I love their testimonials, because their testimonials are going to live on forever, not only for me, but for them and for their family, so their family can see the shift in what has happened and how they, you know, committed to themselves and how somebody else committed to them, or how I committed to a client and how I was able to change somebody else's life, not only my life. So understanding all these social platforms and this social proof of what we do today, we have to realize it's what we want people to see tomorrow. It's what we want people to see 10, 15 years ago, or sorry, 10, 15 years from now, based on the results that are compounding, based on what we're bringing to the market, based on the value that we're bringing to the hour. Because being busy is cool, but busy doesn't produce the results that we need. So what I've done over the course of the last 5 years is I've created systems for high-performing entrepreneurs, high-performing leadership individuals, people who want to really take life to where it's supposed to be. Because a lot of people who own businesses, their businesses own them. A lot of people who call themselves entrepreneurs, like I have the license plate right there. A lot of people call themselves entrepreneurs. They're wantrepreneurs. They want to be something. Yes, they have a business. Yes, they maybe own a couple pieces of real estate. But do you have a lifestyle? Do you have something that's creating value? Are you making memories, or are you just working? Because compounded work and compounded money doesn't create value in your life. It doesn't create a memory. It creates a mess. And that's chaos and exhaustion. So I've created systems, I've created standards, I've created leadership. And what I do is I bring that to the marketplace, because I realize that for many, many years, by the time I hit 40, I've done so much, but I did so much for myself. I was able to, you know, take myself to another place. I was able to bring myself to where maybe I thought success was, or maybe where I thought people would look at me a certain way. And when I started realizing that, it doesn't matter how those people look at me. It matters what my kids see. It matters what the generations after me see. It matters about the impact that's going to long live beyond what I can bring to the market, beyond the days I'm going to have here. And that's something important to know. A lot of people talk about doing something some way, not doing something the way that they need to do it. So I've got tons of clients that I work with, and what I love to see is the person they are before, because I remember the person I was before, and I remember the person I'm transitioning into. Notice I didn't say the person I am today, because the person I am today is not a still place. I continue to grow. I continue to become better. I continue to go out there and make sure that I can create more value so that I can share more value and bring more value. That's something important for all of us to understand, is the more that we learn is going to be the more that we can teach, the more that we can impact. Oftentimes you hear the more you learn, the more you earn, but it's not about earning money. It's about earning something of value and being able to create that value and deliver it at a high level. So a lot of times when I see, you know, entrepreneurs, there's all entrepreneurs here today, A lot of times when I see entrepreneurs, they're overwhelmed. They're the operator. They're always reactive to things. What I've learned about life is that we need a clear vision. We need structure. We need ownership. And that creates growth. That creates what we want to become. And then we just have to arrive to that place. We have to become the person who's available. So oftentimes, clarity creates power in our life. And we have to realize once we see that clarity, now there's a movement. We have to unlearn a lot of the things that kept us stuck and kept us in a place of where we were or where we are. Now we have to figure out how to get to that next spot. So let's say that you're a business owner and you're working 60, 70, 80 hours a week. You're doing, $1 million a year. Whatever you've learned to get to that point is going to be totally different to get you to 5 million a year. Because by the time you're making $5 million a year, $10 million a year, or whatever that is, your life should be totally different. You should actually be buying your time back, not working more. Because if you're working all these hours and you're doing all this stuff to make all this money, you're leaving behind that time that you're wasting and you're losing that you can't really build an impact on. So I've built an entire life around my family, my kids, and the things that I bring to the market are all about how I present myself and how I show up every single day. In the beginning of my young years, working 100 hours a week, making $4 million by the time I was 24, that was cool. But that was the prize. That's what I was focused on. That's what I was looking on. That's not what life's about. Life is all about the things that we can create, the memories that will long live us, and things that we could do to impact other people, not just impact ourselves. So there's three shifts in life. Your first shift is you have to take radical ownership of who you are today versus who you want to become. And understanding that you are not the person right now that you desire to be. And once you accept that, now you start changing it. The next thing you have to do is create structured execution, meaning wherever it is that you're trying to go, whatever it is that you're trying to do, you've got to create the structure around that and start building and implementing every single day so that you can get to that part. And the third thing is having long-term vision, but understanding that you have short-term goals to create that long-term gain. A lot of people look at what it is they want to do, and it looks so out of reach. It looks so far away. But every single day, as long as we become 1% better, take a step every single day, it's all about how we show up. So how you show up and how you respond to what you have in your life and what you tolerate is ultimately going to be the outcome that you're going to get. So being able to show up differently, being able to show up into that place where this is who I want to be, this is what I want to do, we have to realize that if we continue to repeat the patterns in our life, we're going to stay in the same place. It's a lot easier for us to be complacent. It's a lot easier for us to be comfortable. So many people reject change. And if you reject change, it's because you're not willing to do the things that you need to do to be that person. You don't really want it bad enough. Desire is the starting point of all achievement. If you desire something so greatly, you will get it. You will go after it and you will accomplish it. But if you don't have the desire to change and you don't have the desire to become better, you're going to repeat those patterns. The goal here moving forward, from today moving forward, is to rewrite the pattern. What's the next thing? How do I change this? What's the shift? Where do I bring myself in a position where I stop reacting to life and I start designing my life? Stop surviving every single day and start structuring my life. Stop surviving every day and start thriving. Stop blaming and start leading. So I often talk about our childhood. When we think about childhood and we think about the things that we did as children, we were absolutely relentless. We had so much grit. Any of you on the line here today or, in the audience today, think about this for a second. When you were 5, 6, 7 years old, 8 years old, whatever it was, and you were passing an ice cream store or an ice cream truck came down the street, and you literally were resilient and you said you wanted ice cream to your parents or your grandparents or whoever you were with. And even though no came out of their mouth a number of times, you continue to say, I want ice cream. I want ice cream. I want ice cream. And at the end of the day, 90% of the time, you got ice cream. A couple things may have been said. You can get ice cream now, but you have to eat it after dinner. You can get ice cream now, but you're not getting it tomorrow. You can get ice cream now, and you're not going to get it again for another week. Whatever was said. But you were so resilient that you wanted ice cream and you went after it and you got it. What happens to that child as you grow up? Well, what happens is we start taking the opinions of other people. We start allowing other people to dictate and lead our lives. We start allowing other people's voices to influence the voice inside of our head. Meaning, when you have a great idea or you have something that you want to do or somewhere you want to go, you start asking people what they think about the value of your life and where you're trying to go. And we start soliciting opinions based on our idea. And the confirmation of that is we oftentimes want people to tell us not to do it. Because if they told us not to do it, they confirm that it's not a good idea. So somewhere between the ages of like 15 and 18, we grab these two bags. We don't know where you get the bags from, whether it's family, friends, association, whatever it is. It's the people that you put yourself around. Now, understand that association is priceless. If you look today at an older age, you're able to choose your friends. But when you grow up, you're not really able to choose your friends. Geography puts you there. Wherever your parents drop you, in whatever neighborhood you're at, the neighbor's the neighbor, the kids on the bus are the kids on a bus, and these become your friends. If you look back 10, 20, 30 years ago, and you look at those people today, and you had the ability to choose your friends through a lineup of people, you would probably choose different people. But when we look at that, we become influenced by those people, those surroundings. That's why we have the ability as adults to change our circles and the rooms that we spend our time in, determine the ceiling of our life. So somewhere between those ages of 15 and 18, we grab a bag. We don't know where to get them. One bag is excuses, one bag is blame. And then over the years, we just start throwing things into these bags. And in all of the situations in our life that start to happen, hey, why didn't you do this? We blame this, or we make an excuse about this. And we continue to make excuses and blame all the situations in our life based on what we're storing. So again, that goes back to desire. If you desire something great enough, the blame won't matter, the excuse won't matter, it's going to happen. So oftentimes you probably hear the analogy like, hey, if your kid's hanging off a building across the way, are you going to let your kid fall or are you going to figure out how to get there? Everyone says they're going to figure out how to get there. But oftentimes I would challenge that. I would say, you say you're doing what you're doing for your children. Every single day we walk out of the house, we say we do it for our kids, we do it for our family. But do you really? What about all the excuses about why you're not showing up, about how you're not showing up, about how you're not bringing yourself into the marketplace the best you can? Your kids see that. Your family sees that. And the key identity of who you're creating is what they're going to mimic. So if you're actually doing it for your family, if you're actually doing it for your kids, you're trying to set the example, where do you need to raise the bar? What do you need to do differently? The one thing I never told my kids was I can't or we can't. Number one, can't isn't a word. I don't use it. Number two, if there was something that they wanted or something we were going to do together, I told them we were going to figure out how to do it. Maybe we aren't available to do it right now, but we will do it. And here's the course of action to do that. So you have to build something that's going to outlive you, but you have to start today with the way that you talk. So I've built so many different things in my life. And the most I'm proud of today is my coaching platform because I take real life experiences and I've done a lot of things. So many people out there want to call themselves coaches. And here's what I'll share with you. I've been through it. I've been through ups and downs. I've been through heart attack. I've been through divorce. I've been through a child not talking to me for 4 years. I've been through it. So I mentor people not by textbook. I didn't become a certified coach. I became certified through life lessons. I teach people how I got the shovel, used the shovel, sold the shovel, and then got another shovel and did the same thing. So oftentimes we have to watch who are these people in our life that are influencing us? Who are our mentors? Who are the people that we look up to? And when you look at a social media world, it's so hard to really realize who these people are. If you meet me in person, you look at my social media, my Instagram, for example, Big Dan Official, like everything shows a pattern of my entire life. But what I don't post is what doesn't matter. I had a conversation yesterday with somebody, and I was talking about the success of life and really showing up every single day as a person we're supposed to be. So if you go to my social media, what you're not going to see is the cars I own. You're not going to see the houses I have because that stuff's irrelevant. You're going to see the message that I'm trying to spread and what I'm trying to do, just like here today, on how to impact people to become better, do better, and show up better, because that's what really matters. A nice car doesn't mean that's what somebody wants. A good design life is what everybody needs. So showing up the way that you want the world to perceive you and the way that you want to lead yourself is the most important way to do it. So what I can tell you is this: if your life is not where it needs to be right now, you have to go out there and find a mentor. You have to go out there and work with someone. And this is what I do, deep work with all my clients. When I work with my clients, I talk to them. I ask them a lot of questions to figure out, hey, are we good enough to work with each other? Can I identify things in you that I know I can shift? Are you willing to do the work? I'm going to go out there and I'm going to give you things that you need to execute on. I'm going to give you work. And if you're not willing to do the work, I'm not the problem. You know, I've had coaches for the last 20 plus years. And as my coaches gave me work, I realized that I needed to do the work. So information doesn't mean anything until implementation. Nothing changes till nothing changes, if that makes sense. So if we look at the way life is designed for us to go out there and show up at our best self and deliver our best self. Someday is not a day of the week. We can't rewrite yesterday. It was over last night. What are you doing today to impact your tomorrow? What are you doing today to impact what's going to be here after you're gone? How are you showing up for your family? These are all questions that you want to ask. I've got a free 7-day video series on my website, dansikowski.com. You could take a look at that. Click the top banner, you'll see. And if life's not where you need it to be, click that banner, watch those videos over the next 7 days, and that's going to readjust you. It's going to reshift you. I'm a guy of real talk and real information. I don't have hype. I don't do any of that stuff. Yes, sometimes I get fired up when I'm speaking on stage or I'm doing whatever. It depends on what I'm talking about. But today, this is real life. Today, this is all about what you need to do and how you need to show up. And all I can tell you is this: just evaluate your life, evaluate what you're doing. And if you're not the person you want to be, change it. If you're not at the places you deserve to be, change it. Nobody can motivate you. There's no such thing as a motivational speaker. People can inspire you. You are your own motivation. Motivation is within, and it's something that we carry and we have to deliver day in and day out. So I hope I brought value to all of you. I appreciate all of you, and I thank all of you so much. And I'll tune around. I'll stay around for the networking at lunchtime if anyone wants to talk about anything. And stay connected, dansikowski.com. You'll see all my social links on there. Most active platform is Instagram, also bigdcoaching.com, bigdmastermind.com, and bigdspeaking.com are everywhere you can find me as well. So thank you guys. Thank you for your time. And I hope you enjoy the rest of the day. And I appreciate all of you.
Thank you for participating in today's enlightening session. As we transition to our next expert, remember that each strategy and insight is a step toward becoming a transformative leader in your field. Visit ConnectedLeadersAcademy.com to stay engaged and informed. The journey of change is ongoing. Let's move forward together.